And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Declare your independence of me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA, beautiful studios of Freedoms of the Nash, Phoenix, .com. Yeah, that was pretty good. I'll keep that one. You know, I should get canned the good ones so I don't have to keep doing that. But then I wouldn't get to do it. You know, it's great when the grandkids are here. We took them home last night. We got to spend a few days with them, and they're just, you know, they come in. Damn, is that... is that Grandpa's job? You know, so we have a good time. Who we got in studio now is we got Chino, Theo Chino. Theo Chino is, we've known him as the gentleman that's been challenging the BIT license in New York City. The New York Department of Financial Services and Ben Lasky and his crowd that created this whole licensing thing. And him and like, I don't know, like a dozen guys, eight, nine dozen people. They set it all up and then they all resigned. To go operate private companies and consulting firms to help you get your license that they created. And you know, what? What do you think was going to happen? Of course, that's what's going to happen. Well, Theo said, no, you guys are, you know, this is, you're just trying to keep us out, and it's a bank thing. And they go, yeah, what are you going to do about it? File suit. Well, he went, you know, the lawsuit, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But yesterday, we went to Morpheus, Thomas Costanzo, good friend, you know, a good guy. That just, man, he just hates paperwork. I just don't like, they read off his rap sheet and it's all about, I don't like paperwork, you know? It's not, did he beat the crap out of some, did he steal from the, did he damage it? No, it's just, I don't like paperwork. It's all, don't like paperwork. So Bitcoin was perfect for him. Didn't keep any record. And they said, the prosecutors, they go, well, he even told our undercover that he doesn't keep any paperwork. And I'm going, yeah, that's what this whole thing is about. He doesn't like paperwork. So he, you know, Bitcoin was, I do a trade, I do a deal, I get a percentage, and the profit of it is in whatever cash or Bitcoin, I pay my bills, and he doesn't care. And then 420, when Bitcoin was about $1,200, they seized it, arrested him, charged him with 15 gazillion things. Well, everything's been dismissed, got more dismissals yesterday, and it's down to just money laundering. Now, the thing is that money laundering without a permission slip or without filling out paperwork. That's what this comes down to. So we're going to have some fun with the jury stuff. And the defense attorneys, they're going to do whatever they're going to do, and we're going to do what we want to do and get over it. So what happens is that now they made a motion, hey, that Bitcoin that you took, you know, which was, I don't know, it was like 5, 6, 7 Bitcoin or something. Can I? No, it was a lot 90, more.
90
Bitcoin. And they go, because it was like, I don't know, $100,000 or something like that. They want to get over $100,000 so they can, you know, say woo-hoo. So at $100,000, I remember him, you know, trying to gather the Bitcoin. He goes, yeah, I got this big deal, man. I want to do the Bitcoin. Let's get, anybody want to get Bitcoin? And I'll give you a percentage, a little. And I'm like, nah, now that big number, I'm not interested. You know, I'm not interested. You knew that kind of this kind of crap happened. So he's like, nah, you know, I walk through the valley of death and shadow of death. And I feel no evil kind of thing. So he would say that. He's like, no, I'm not going to operate in fear. Even in jail, that's how he is. No fear, man. It'll play out. Okay. While he evangelizes every freaking guard, warden, and inmate there on crypto. So it's like, you know, it floods out of Florence, Arizona. It's going into the world because Thomas has, you know, got a captive audience. Well, what happens is it went from 1,200 to 15,000. now 16 or whatever the hell it is, and you go, damn. Well, he goes, hey, you see, that was my property. I at least want the difference. And they go, denied, you know, but I thought it was interesting. A claim. He's like, hey, man, it's worth a lot more now. Well, you know, I don't know if Tom, he's indigent. And that was one thing his attorney was saying. Hey, man, he wouldn't be poor if you give him back at least the value difference on his Bitcoin. Then he could hire me. So this is, it was interesting. There was a, about 15 people there that we went and we took a picture. And I don't know if Donna, she put it up in here or not. But anyway, I took some pictures and we were there. And nobody on the other side, you know, representing. I mean, you know, the prosecution, they had like their 15 attorneys or whatever.
No victim on the other side. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, who was the victim?
Nobody.
The central banking. They go, no, you're not allowed. So this is now we're into, it wasn't really, do you need a permission slip? They're even talking about FinCEN, you know, requirements, and you didn't. Well, those are civil things. Bankers don't want to go to jail. They just want to pay fines. You know, they'll pay fine. Okay, we only made, $300 million as opposed to $400 million, and the government shook us down for $100 million, and we're good. Nobody goes to jail. So any of those, you know, weren't crimes anyway. So it was kind of, you know, how are they going to twist it into, okay, never mind. So now we're left with money laundering. All right, Theo, money laundering. What are they talking about?
Well,
the charge. You know, the money laundering is what? How is that defined? He didn't get a permission slip of what?
That he didn't. He knew he was doing something. He was selling something from an illegal proceed. They have to prove that he did it on purpose and that he knew he was selling something. He was exchanging Bitcoin for something illegal. I'm wondering how they're going to prove that, but that's
because they said. You know, the one thing, they got tape of this one guy, and of course, you know, they always say what they're going to say. And they come in and they say, I am professional Russian heroin dealer. Anybody that says that is like either lying or stupid, you know. And I'm going, professional heroin Russian drug dealers, I'm thinking, yeah, they don't go saying that kind of stuff.
I met someone yesterday who told me they met him, and he was not Russian. He was not Russian. He was Eastern European, but not a Russian guy. So everybody in the community of Bitcoin already was laughing at him as being this Russian guy.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how the defense is going to come out with that.
I don't know yet. I mean, I just learned yesterday that he was a fake Russian guy.
And, so, well, this is also because you went out with Westside Bitcoin, Doug, you know, and you know, hung out last night. We'll talk about that a little bit. But, you know, my thing is that it's all going to just be the opinion of the jury.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be so I'm wondering, you know, as well as maybe Maria's attorney has done the motions or been counseled or helped or whatever the heck is going on, you know, as far as, you know, talking to the jury, the charismatic confidence of that, you know, I didn't really get that from her. I'm looking for a Mark Victor, man. You're going to get some. You know, but she did say that she's going, this is the one highlight of the thing. And she kind of got impassioned here, just where she kind of broke in a little bit. But hopefully she'll get more practice and be able to do it better. But what she did is she said, what they're doing is they look at Bitcoin as if it is only for drugs. So they approach anybody that uses it must be a drug kingpin. So they lied to the judge for the warrant. They lied about it. They did all this stuff so that they could shake him down and see what, you know, that he was doing something. What did he do wrong? Well, they go after him. They surveil anybody doing Bitcoin. And then it's a year later, and all of a sudden, everybody's doing Bitcoin. What are you going to do? Arrest the bankers? I mean, you know. So they got the warrant based on, well, he's doing Bitcoin. Therefore, he must be dealing in drugs. So they go, no drugs. No,
correct.
Nothing. No guns. No nothing. Some ammunition. And the one charge that was dropped was a single bullet. There was one bullet that, you know, they knew crossed the state lines and kind of, you know, and they got the bullet. Well, they dropped that because it was all BS and crap and whatever anyway. And the judge was kind of calling them out on it. Oh, yeah. We go to lunch and Theo's like, hey, there's the judge. Let's go talk. No, don't do that. You know? And he's like, no, don't talk to me, man. You know, seriously. So, yeah, we'll talk about that, too. But, You know, more on Morpheus Case, we come back.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. All right, there's all of a sudden, we'll get into all the details, but we want to get this in so it's in, so it's in. You know, we're sitting after the hearings and everything, we're sitting at lunch, you know, a dozen of us just sitting there hanging out and everything, and all of a sudden there goes Chino. You know, he's walking over. So fortunately, I videotaped it. You know, I got to go out here, we got to get this on, you know. And it's kind of a little clandestinely. He walked over to the judge that was on the having lunch with somebody, and he goes up. All right, tell everybody what happened.
I just say hello, and are you Judge Snow? And he said yeah, and I said I was in the courtroom for the case you were just presiding, and it was very interesting, and I hope you enjoy it. It's an interesting case. That's it.
And he's like, thanks, I don't want to talk about it, and peace be upon thee.
Yeah, basically.
You know, so it was about a 30-second thing. But, you know, fortunately, the judge is like, no. You know, but, you know, Theo wanted to go over and just... And the one thing that kind of impressed me, he's a really big guy.
Oh, just
I mean, you know, like a football player big.
Oh, yeah.
He's like manly man, you know? I kind of got that impression. And, you know, they're... demeanor on the bench and how they rule and what they do and the questions they ask and how, you know, belies confidence, you know, or not, you know, integrity or not, or the, I was, and I hate to say this because it doesn't mean anything in the end, but I was impressed with the way he handled the court.
Absolutely.
I thought he was fair. I thought he was getting down to the real issues of and the law and kind of how the prosecution didn't like it. Because they were like, yeah, but we're the government. And kind of, and that's one thing that was interesting. The judge, he'd go, well, the government's position, the government. You know, and he made it clear that the government was definitely the federal them government. And he was espousing a lot of the law of the state of Arizona and a lot of the precedents they were using. And that's what I always see in these cases. Yeah, but in 1840-something in Rhode Island, when they really wanted to screw the slave owner of the whatever, and we did this, you know, right here, and he's going, yeah, but the Arizona state law is, you know, bite me, you know? I mean, so I was impressed with how he handled it. I think the prosecution got a dose of, you better have your credit. He's just not going to give a rubber stamp on this thing. But he was the judge that ruled against guilty on Sheriff Arpaio before Trump pardoned him. But the other judge originally was a female, and she's gone. What happened to her?
I don't know what happened exactly, the detail, but she got moved. The case got moved to him. And
all right. Well, he wanted to take it on. He said he read everything. He went through, and he goes, you know, defense attorney's making a good point here. You better get on it. You want to explain it to me? Well, they were ready to, you know, we're going to, we got the FBI guy come in here and he's going to explain how bad and do, and they want to do a PR thing.
Exactly.
And he's like, well, you want to do it? You want to bring it on? If he's going to address this one issue and you need him to say it, say it. And they chose not to.
And they keep not saying it. And that's what we... It was interesting yesterday. And the fact that the grand jury testimony, when Maria said, we need to know everything that was said, and the government say, oh, but in standard procedure not to tell everything. And the judge says, I have the feeling in this case that there is more stuff hidden. And in this case, I'm asking that you give everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The grand jury testimony is like, but the judge, if you do that, it's a precedent. I don't care. In this case, there is something
that's not
kosher.
Yeah, this is what happened. So the audience understands what Theo's talking about.
Sorry.
There was, in the grand jury, the defense asked for, we want all the records, you know, on the grand jury. You want what was said, what the instructions were, who said it. And they go, well, we gave them the kind of sort of summary of almost the cliff notes of the, you know, grand jury. And they're like, seriously? Well, this is what we always do. Oh, well, of course, you know, but that they want the instructions. I want everything. Give me. Well, they had it there. And then they made them. And then they give them some pieces of paper. Yes, we gave it. Who the hell thinks that was everything? How do we know that was everything? So that's a whole nother thing.
But they lost that motion. So basically there was the motion about the bullet they lost. They lost the motion about the grand jury testimony. They lost the motion. They were talking about the motion about the Bitcoin, but Morpheus didn't want to sell them. So it was kind of funny at the end. What my clients think of the proposal of selling the Bitcoin? That little moment that
they wanted to, you know, get the difference of, you know,
yeah, exactly.
And so the case is kind of getting down to whether you know it's a money laundering thing. You know, do you have to report? You know, so it's he didn't report in time or something.
No, it's not even the report. Is Didi commit a crime of selling drug money or the proceeds of something illegal to someone else knowingly? You have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, that's what they're going to see. It's going to come down to jury opinion and just, you know, this is just, I don't know.
The Russian guy was a joke around the community.
That's going to have to come out.
So what you mean? You're not allowed to joke anymore?
Or be a joke?
Or be a joke or whatever.
I don't know. You got $100,000. It's not joking.
Yeah, but privacy is, yeah, but who knows? I mean, it could be.
Well, this is the one thing that the attorney.
It could be Brad Pitt buying a house in the corner.
This is what Maria, you know, kind of where she kind of amped up a little bit. Is the idea that they determined that Bitcoin was drug money. They just, because they said. So they felt justified in using law enforcement technique to find any and everybody, and Morpheus was on Craigslist. He's local Bitcoin. So what did the FBI do? They go to all these local Bitcoin guys, which is what they've been doing. You're not allowed to be outside the bank and we get the anal probe. So they go and they say, you're guilty already. So you're already guilty. So then they get to go in and they look, aha, we found something. Now, they thought it was going to be drugs and all this other stuff. So all they got is that he didn't get a permission slip. That's what it came down to. Everything else was bullshit. He didn't get a permission slip. That's what this whole thing is about. He didn't get permission. So he goes in and they say, all right, we're going after him on that. Well, she was saying, what is this, Stalin Russia? You know, is this, you know, Stasi Germany? I mean, what the hell is going on here that we have in a country to where you're presumed guilty and they just start sweeping, blah, 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 blah. She makes a good point. Prosecutor gets up and he goes, yeah, but that's how we always do it. We've been doing that for decades. You know, we're scumbags for decades, so it's okay because we're decade scumbags.
We need to read that transcript and publicize it.
I know, that was awesome.
Now
I'm sitting there, we're looking at one.
Wait a minute.
Does he even realize what he's saying? I go, holy crap, this is the trial. Is that this is standard operating procedure for government. They don't like what you're doing. They will find something wrong.
And in Bitcoin, there is no anything. It's mathematical. So they're saying in mathematically that that's what they're doing. They're doing.
You did bad math. You didn't do permissioned math.
Exactly.
You're doing math without permission. Yo, that could be a meme. Hey, you hear that, guys? You know, math without a permit, okay? This is what's going on. Well, and it's everything. Wow. Well, talk more. Theo Chino, he got to stay a couple more days because the rest of the planet's in an ice cube. And he's here in 70-degree weather chilling.
I'm enjoying the summer.
Yeah, he's having some fun here. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show. Show must go on. Show must go on.
Yeah. Inside my heart is breaking. My makeup may be flaking, but my smile still stays on. Yeah, you gotta keep the smile on your face. But I tell you. This is the show must go on. We gotta go through it. Another heartache, another failed romance. All at all. Does anybody know what we are living for? I guess I'm learning. I must be warmer now. I'll soon be turning round the corner now. Yeah. This is a show must go on, man. It is just, man, I've been through a lot of shows. And I tell you, the show that's going on now, it's going down to the decentralization of everything. And, yeah, none your business, and I don't care what you think. Well, you know, just some of the news breaking right now, Donna's putting up. You know, Theo came across. Tell me about the Canadian crypto and what they're doing with Visa and so on.
Well, there was this company in Canada, I believe, that's called Zappo, XAPO.com, that used to be like a coin center, Coinbase, where you could buy crypto and exchange it for fiat. And they used to have a deal with a partner called Wavecrest something, where they would issue debit card in euro or in dollar, and it would have the Zappo logo. And yesterday I received an email. Oh, about 2 weeks ago I received a first email from Zappo that they needed my ID, all my information. And then this morning yesterday I received.
Thanks for all that information. And now.
But within 2 weeks I received another email from Wavecrest saying they canceled the debit card. And this morning I received one from Zappo saying that Wavecrest canceled the credit card or the debit card without letting them know because Visa forced them to do it.
You mean like Visa doesn't process payments to WikiLeaks anymore?
Something like that, yeah.
So, of course it's like that! What the hell did you think was going to happen? All these people, they go, yeah, you could do this in crypto, and you keep this wallet. If you go to Coinbase, and get things together, and if you give them out an anal probe of the DNA sample of the retina scan, and then you got with the passport and the picture of the selfie, and you put it in, then you could have this really cool Visa card, that, and it's gone now.
Yes.
But you gave them all your crap.
No, I didn't because I didn't.
Yeah, well, a lot of people did.
Well,
I'm
yeah.
on Bittrex. I'm like, I wanted to get my stuff. Oh, you got to do DNA sample. Ah, sure. See, for me, it's different because I'm out in the open and, you know, bite me anyway. But I tell you, you know, I am not advocating anybody to go on anything to do nothing. The only reason I did the Bittrex thing was to demonstrate to people how you would select cryptocurrencies. I take $1,000 in Bitcoin, I put it in freedom-oriented, you know, leave-me-aloneist currencies, boom, it goes up. I think from 1,000 it went to, like, more, okay? So I'm like, get that crap off. I would put it on paper and somewhere, you know, tattoo it on my dog's behind me. I mean, whatever. I am done out. I'm not playing anymore. But they already got all my goodies. In fact, today at noon, I got an appointment. I got down to the post office and, you know, get another passport, you know, because I, you know, somebody liberated one or something out of my bag or whatever. Because I use a card, you know, travel around, but I take the paper one with me and I had it in the front pocket of one zipped up, you know, and it's gone. That's what I think happened. Lord knows, it could be God knows where. But so I'm going to go down and do all, get my, you know, my paperwork redone with the paperwork of the man paperwork. Because I'm just like, this is what, and they want to know all those guys, the paperwork that have a, crypto and how much, and you know, and we know you. So this is happening, but what's the convenience? Hey man, you could use your crypto and do Visa. Well, there's the same thing you can do with gold money out of Peter Schiff's advocacy of goldmoney.com. You go in and every month it just takes a couple hundred dollars out of my account and it goes in there and I get me some gold. I get a thing out of gold. And now it's like, I got some gold. Well, yeah. I could get a Visa. I'm good. No, not allowed. Did you get your permission slip of something that we say? You're on the man system.
Correct.
And neither can you buy nor sell without the man's number of whatever? Might as well be the mark of the... Hell, it is the mark of the beast. And this mark of the beast is going to be called Bitcoin, a la banks. You watch what happens. Why? Because they have to co-opt that name. They have to take it. That's why they're so pissed at Roger Ver doing Bitcoin Cash. You just took... You've taken the... You built the non-thing. He goes, yeah, which one is more closer to the Satoshi's white paper? Which one is the most decentralized? Which one is the real Bitcoin? Don't even say that you... Well, they're going to lose this battle. You know, Bitcoin is going to be perceived as either decentralized or not. So this is the battle of the century. I mean, this is it. It's a concept. It's a philosophy. It's decentralization down to the individual. Now, Theo's in a little bit different mindset, being more progressive, you know, New York elected Democratic. Are you an elected Democratic officer?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But I will say this. The Bitcoin, Bitcash, all those fights, it's a fight within our community, and it's our fight within ourselves, and we can have an opinion, and we are free to have whatever opinion we want within our community.
Yeah, opinion over here, and not there. Next.
Yeah, but it's between ourselves. So Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin this. I'm not saying anything because we need to try everything.
No, you need to, but what are they going to do? They're going to close the door after him. They're going to say, nope, we control and protect this monopoly of bank crypto.
And this is where
you're not allowed. Next.
This is where I get the government shall not come within the crypto space. You can invent, you can use it. Doesn't matter.
It's going to be outside. I'm telling you, Theo. It's going to be outside their jurisdiction mathematically.
Exactly. It's already.
It doesn't matter what they say. But they keep wanting to have some kind of sanction or endorsement, you know, so that some venture capitalist will give them a bunch of Theo, you know, of Theo money, you know? And I mean, yeah, see, it's legit now. Well, he bought in at 15,000 of Bitcoin. I'm like, what the hell is he thinking is going to happen? Then why? Because of the banks, because of the government, because of force, because they decide. So where's the freedom coin? You know, right. And we're talking with other people right now on doing whatever. Well, you know, Collins was going to come in today. He couldn't. I'll tell you off air what's going on, but it shot up to like, you know, 8 times or something what it was.
I heard.
It went stupid. So he's got meetings today. Well, next week, Donna's hooking up again. He's going to come in because he just comes in studio and we hang because he lives here in the Valley. And I really like Colin. He's got it right in the head. But the people he's meeting with, I'm going, you know, because we talked last night. You know, we were talking, and he's like, I hate to do it, but I go, look, man, be careful. Because the guys, they come bearing gifts. They always wanted, they're the first to arrive, the last to leave. They say all the right things, and they just want to, you know, get a little bit inside a little bit. And I'm telling you, you got to be careful. Are you smart enough and experienced enough as a coder to see whatever they're kind of meaning, they're going to slip something in? Do you need Nexus pre these guys that want to help and so on? Or are they really philosophically in line? What? And he goes, you know, I'm glad we had this conversation. I'm going to be with this in mind as we go through these meetings. Well, how much will you tell us next week? I don't know. But I'm telling you, man, somebody did something, and it's up to like $8 and something, and they were like nothing, you know, not too long ago. I got them when they were like, I don't know, $1.80 or something. And now it's 8 times. Of course, I wish I put a shitload more in there, you know, and I may yet. I'll wait till it go down a little bit and do some more. But Nexus, as a philosophy, what they're doing and how their crypto is going to work. And, you know, it bypasses a lot of the problems with, you know, way blockchain is on Bitcoin. Everybody, as soon as the community starts to see that Bitcoin has problems, but there's digital solutions, that's right when the man goes, no. You don't need to do those solutions. We're laying hands on Bitcoin and the sanction of permission slip of Bitcoin. It's okay. We're over here. GoldmanSucks.govcoin.bitcoin. I mean, you know, I can see it happening.
Oh, it's happening. They're trying, but they will not be able. That's what I'm like.
What? They won't be able to. They won't be able to do it in other cryptos. Bitcoin going to be theirs.
Well,
Bitcoin main theirs. There's already.
Well, it is, maybe not.
Now, when you get down to below $30 transaction fee, you let me know.
I will.
It is not a currency anymore.
It's not. It's never been. It's an intangible commodity.
No!
That's what it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's an intangible commodity. Where that is written in law, we're going to find out. You want to do law? They're going to define it. Intangible commodity.
from the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Lost my passport thing, got to go through the anal probe again or whatever. But so I'm filling out all this stuff, and they need my parents' birthdays and where they were born. And I got to call my sister to give me kind of, I'm like, damn, man, how much crap I got to keep? Can I just give them a DNA sample? Isn't that what they want? Isn't that what they really want? You know, what they really, really want. Well, you know, this is, it'll get down to this kind of stuff. But blockchain technology allows me to be able to create my own identification, and I retain that information. It's not available to anyone unless they just need to validate that I am who I am, and you can give limited permissions to different things for different stuff. That will be the future.
Exactly.
But I tell you, the government, man, they're going to be, but it's always repository is going to be with us. I can tell you that, you know, because where are they getting it from? They're getting it from Visa and everything. After Visa says you got to give, you want to use your Visa crypto thing? Well, give us all this information first. And now you can't use it anymore. Thanks for the information. I mean, you know, how far off am I? What the hell happened? You think it just happened in a few weeks? Boom, done. Thank you for playing. You know, this is bad. This is going dark. This is exactly how they're going to get a cashless society of we rule you and neither will you buy or sell without the mark of the beast thing. Here it is. This is what they were talking about. So is it a sinister, you know, kind of devil spirit? What's the word I'm looking for? Deity kind of thing? You know, this kind of supernatural, kind of a supernatural force that we're dealing with. Or is it a philosophy? And I'm thinking that biblical times, they understood exactly the same thing. You are up against an evil philosophy. It is a philosophy that there's a central command of the king and they, them, those, and won't leave you aloneism, and they're going to rule on how you're going to, and for their benefit, because they can't. That's it. Math makes it to where they can't. So what they got to do? They got to get in control wherever they can of the math. Where's that? Core development. Boom, done. Next. And I predicted this from the beginning. If they can, they are. They would have to this, and they would have to that, and they would spend a bunch of money, and it would cost too much time, and it would take this. The guy go, so they can, right? Yeah, well, then they are. Yeah, but it'd be really hard. What, NSA hard? Unlimited resources of government hard? I mean, that kind of hard? Pass a law hard? Guns hard? What the hell are you talking about?
They can.
So then they are.
And
so
they will.
But here's Theo. He go meet with him. He go and file a court thing, which I'm glad you're doing, by the way. I mean, articulate, you know, make sure we go get some and you show it. But you're kind of the opinion that you get the right congressman elected and the right vote and the right handshake with the right judge or something, stuff's going to happen.
Well, if you call it an intangible commodity, it's a clean slate.
And
they'll have... No, because the thing is, intangible commodity, it makes it impossible. That's the thing, is they'll spend hours and days and years trying to figure it out. and they'll make it impossible. End of story. Call it an intangible commodity.
Where did that come from, anyway?
Well, Morpheus was explaining something about Bitcoin on the phone one day. And he's like, dude, don't you understand? It's not money. It's a commodity. It's intangible. It's a commodity. And then I go in my head, wait a minute, Morpheus, what did you just say? Say it again. And he goes, yeah, it's an intangible commodity. And I go into the dictionary and I look the word intangible. I'm like, holy crap, Morpheus, you just defined the word I needed for so long.
Well, it is. It behaves like a commodity.
It behaves.
But it's not something you can. It's math. So it's an intangible commodity. It's got its own classification.
There you go.
Yeah. Classify well, you define that. It, they're going to pass a law using that word. I guarantee
okay.
it.
Define it. Fine. It's illegal to do intangible commodity. It's like right now. It's illegal to do marijuana. They changed the law. I'm going to see what the state are going to say now over what Jeff Sessions said. They're going to rally up and they're going to say, go away.
You know,
away.
Karen Kotowski said that she thinks that Trump let him do that just so he could fire him.
That's a good way.
Yeah, no, that, no, oh, that may be very well exactly what's going on. Just give him enough rope to hang himself. And yeah, Jeff, I think you should do that. Go ahead. We'll see how it works out. Moron.
Oh, but that's what's going to happen with math. Basically, calling it an intangible commodity is my way to give them the rope. And let's see what they do with it. And the Bitcoin community is so, how do you call? We're not organized, but
divided.
No, we're not divided.
Yeah, no, I see there's both sides. There's different, those coming in to code my enslavement.
No, but that's fine within our community. But like, for example, the other day, the United Nations, they had this thing in Geneva called the Internet Governance Forum about governance. And I was looking at all the YouTube video. The one about blockchain and Bitcoin were like 4,000, 5,000 view. The rest of the conference was like 5 view, 6 view, 7 view. Same thing with the New York Department of Financial Service. They ask the opinion of a Bitcoiner. The Bitcoiner will give them their opinion. But the thing is, the only forum where the Bitcoiner are scared to go in is into a courthouse. So when you go to the courthouse and you say, let's get the 4,000 people
say
here
it!
And say, the Bitcoiner is like, no, because he can put me in jail. So I'm not walking
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, no, I just want him to say, well, there was a lot of guys, you know, we were there. We were just listening to it. And I think the judges, like, one of the benefits of him seeing us eating after and you saying hello and get your 15 seconds of hello and don't talk to me, is that he sees there are just real people. You know, that are interested. We're not the banking kind. We're nicely dressed. Everybody, you know, took a bath and so on. So, I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's not like you're, you know, and what they've seen over the last year is the stigma of Bitcoin being this drug dealer money thing has gone away.
Exactly.
And they don't like it.
Absolutely. And that's why now they're starting to attach terrorism into
terrorists!
It.
Damn terrorists! You didn't use government-approved math.
Yes. And so, but the thing is, that's why we need as Bitcoiner to rally together around all those martyrs that are being riled up.
You know, as much effort as they put into this, the most they can come up with is Morpheus and these other guys.
Exactly.
That's it. I mean, all the effort, the gazillions of millions of dollars, and that's it. That's all they got.
They got Morpheus.
Oh, yeah. What was the other one?
Salt and pepper.
They had this one woman that they said she was using Bitcoin to fund ISIS.
Yes.
That's the headline. What really happened?
She maxed out a bunch of credit. She went to the bank and she asked for a credit card. The credit card company gave her $80,000 in credit card. She maxed it out buying Bitcoin in her name. Then she sells the Bitcoin in her name and sends it to her bank account, her checking bank account, still in her name. And then she asked the bank to transfer the money to Pakistan. And she asked Western Union to do that. And everything was done under her name. So the Bitcoin...
So who'd she transfer? Why is ISIS come up? Just because it was Pakistan?
No, because the DOJ, the Department of Justice memo, press release, had woman use crypto, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency to fund ISIS.
Yeah, but was that what she was doing in Pakistan? I mean, not like it was even...
No, she sent U.S. dollar to Pakistan. She didn't send crypto, she sent U.S. dollar.
Oh, it's because she made a profit with the crypto.
No, she didn't. She maxed out the credit
card. Then what the hell are they talking about?
She maxed out the credit card. She could max. The thing is, down there is two limit. If you get cash, you get $2,000. And
yeah,
if you get,
see, this is well. If she was she using, have, she didn't use it very well, or she was just being an agent and did it for him, or there was some weird. This is well. Just, she that's the have, best they can come
she,
up with.
She
they
could
suck.
Have with her credit card. She could have bought $1 million worth of stereo equipment, and that would be the same.
It's lies, deception.
It's deception. I wouldn't say it's a lie, but it's the way they manipulate us into not talking about it.
Well, that was one thing they do in Morpheus. Certainly, you know, liberals back east. He had a bullet. Well, that's gone now. Now,
yeah,
what?
There is no bullet because it was a lie from the beginning. It was a manipulation. It was a smoking screen. So they,
all right. So they had a smoking screen,
and now so we're winning the fight one by one, and they're adding another smoking screen. The moment that came out, a bunch of Bitcoiners were asked the question, hey, look, they're using Bitcoin for terrorism. And everybody was like, oh, I'm sorry.
And this is even going to change more and more by the time we get to the end of March when they are doing this.
Exactly.
So the narrative that they were hoping, it just didn't go that well for them. Government did not anticipate the news what's going on now.
But if we all start paying attention, we can change the perspective. We're stronger.
The perspective is, I'm not for compliance. That was not what this is about. Everybody's going to be, oh, we got it. No, we ain't got nothing. You know? Ain't. Because I'm, it's math. And it gives me the ability to trade ones and zeros with somebody. And the government's like, no, you can't. You didn't get a permission slip because it affects. And it's like saying, you can't grow wheat or corn on your own property for your own animals because we say because it affects interstate commerce because you're not buying from us. It's that kind of crap. More next week.